Firstly, thank you for having me here today. I really appreciate it, and also the conference was very successful. Well, firstly, we have to be aware that Islam does not discriminate or does not lower the woman's status. Of course, the Prophet himself, Prophet Muhammad, had said personally, women and men are very equal, and in the Quran it says that as well. That alone should just show us how powerful we are and equal to men. We have to try to educate, I would say, men and also women alike. I would always say Turkey is a very unique country just because it has that Western and Eastern mix within one state. It's as I came from New York, I had stepped down to on land, and I was happy, thankfully. And I saw the people, and I was like, wow, this is just this is like an American or Western country. But then within an hour, I hear the call to, it's called to prayer. And that, to me, I was just astonished. It didn't make sense to me. I've never seen this happen. I've never seen this kind of image or even, it's indescribable, I think, to explain. And I would say Turkey should be a model for other countries, for instance, Iraq and Syria. And what's amazing for Turkey, though, is that they hold such Islamic principles. And I find that astonishing. Again, it's the image of a West and East, and it just clashes, and Turkey makes the best out of it, honestly. That a lot of people now look at Turkey as a model. Firstly, we have to put aside our differences. There's a lot of differences that maybe can stop a person from actually putting some work and effort and finding solutions to civil rights and universal human rights and as a whole. Thank you.